Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Oscar York again with another podcast of Chatting from the Word. We are so very delighted that you have joined us and listened to us on this podcast. We are so blessed that the Lord has blessed us with another day to be able to bring a podcast like this one. And we hope and pray that you are listening and that you're learning something from this program, Chatting from the Word. We hope and pray here at Chatting from the Word that you're listening, that you're growing, and that you are living the life that's for Christ and allowing your light to shine brightly in a world that does not recognize the Lord Jesus and trust in Him. I'm so thankful. Your host is so thankful to be with you once again on this podcast. As I said, we hope and pray that everyone is really getting something out of this broadcast. We recognize that we have not been bringing our podcast for a little while, and we want to apologize to those who have been expecting our podcast, but we have not been coming on. We had to do an evaluation of things to see where we are at and where we are standing. But we are so thankful that the Lord has given us another time to come on. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you have brought our way. Father, we come praying for each individual that are listening to this podcast. We hope and pray, Father, that they listen with a understanding of your word and of your love and of your mercy. Father, we pray for those that are suffering with sickness. We pray, Father, for those that are suffering with diabetes, high blood pressure. We suffer for those who suffer with arthritis. We're praying for those who are suffering with so many ailments in their bodies, Father, that sometimes it's hard to bear. And Father, we pray for our government. We pray, Father, that they'll never make a law forbidding us to worship, from worshiping us as you have commanded your word. Father, we come praying for this program, praying, Father, that this podcast is making a difference in someone's life today, helping someone, and kind of making them feel a little joy on this afternoon as we bring this podcast. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. And amen. Like I said, I'm so glad that we are coming back on with our podcast, Chatting from the Word. As some may know, we do a telecast on YouTube of Chatting from the Word. We are just now getting back on that too, and we are trying to get back in the routine of bringing these two programs to you. And brother, your brother here, your brother Oscar, is hoping that he is making a difference in someone's lives today as they live for Christ or want to find Christ in their lives. On my other program, I've been talking about sponsorship. Sometimes we all need a little help, and we hope and pray that if you're listening and if you're watching my show on YouTube, you see that your brother here is trying to make a difference in people's lives when it comes to Jesus Christ. And I hope and pray that you can make it, find it in your heart to sponsor or to help this program. We don't ask for much. We just want to upgrade some things about our program that will help us to reach out to the masses when they come to Jesus Christ. We don't ask for much. $1 a month. If you can spare $5 a month, if you can spare $10 a month, if you can spare $50 a month, if you can spare all those, all that do add up where we can really do some good, not for just this show, but to help others who are in need. We can help those that are in need that needs help. And for those that are listening that are living in the Dayton, Ohio area, your brother here is trying. And what I have been having on my heart for the past, I would say a couple of months, is to begin a new work. If you're interested in helping Brother Oscar to begin a new work in the Dayton, Ohio area, email me, contact me on my webpage, and the email address is OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or either you can email me on Facebook. I'm always seeing people and seeing you all that I have had contact with on Facebook. Contact your brother here. He is trying, because I recognize that the gospel of Jesus Christ is too important to not be in the body of Christ. I recognize that the city of Dayton, Ohio needs a body of Christ that's truly, truly trusting in the Lord and being obedient to Him. And I'm looking for brothers or sisters who want to do the same. I know you're out there, Dayton, Ohio. So just email me. Send me a message on Facebook. That is just that simple. Talk with your brother here. That's all we need to do. Just talk with me, and I'll talk with you. It is just that simple. And again, I'm so glad to be coming on again, and I want to say hello to all of you who's out there and expect me to come on all this time. I want to say hello, and I'm so glad that you are listening, and I'm so glad to be part of your day. Because I know so many at 2 p.m. sometimes it's not easy, especially for our elderly that are in daycare or nursing homes. Sometimes they get lonely. Those in the hospital bed sometimes get lonely. And this program, we hope and pray, are helping you through your day and through your time, and maybe cheer you up just a little bit. But on today, I want to bring a lesson on God's grace. And before I bring the lesson, I just want to play our beginning song again. And I want you to truly listen to these words. God's grace and mercy. Sometimes, my friend, I wonder, do we really understand what God's grace and mercy is all about? But on this afternoon, I want to bring a person in of the Apostle Paul. And I want Apostle Paul to talk with you for a little while on a situation that he was in. So if you have your Bibles, and for you all who do not have your Bibles, I give you an opportunity to get your Bible. Go get your Bible so you can read along with us where our lesson is on this afternoon. And while they are going getting their Bibles, I would like to say I really enjoy bringing this program to you. I really enjoy teaching and talking about the words of Jesus Christ and how they can help us in a world that really has gone to Satan. I believe that's the best way I can put it. I wanted to kind of dress it up, but I'm gonna share it like this: in a world that really don't want to actually recognize who Jesus Christ is, let alone recognize what grace and mercy is all about. So I hope those who haven't gotten the Bible, they have a Bible now. And I want you all to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And we want to begin reading at verse 1. Here, this is the Apostle Paul writing. And here the Apostle Paul said, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such an one call up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether it's in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was called up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I would not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I should not be a fool. For I would say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. At least I should be exalted above measure to the abundancy of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, I don't know about you, my listeners, but I love those words. But here, the Apostle Paul, and I really want you to listen to what he is actually seeing here. My Apostle Paul said, he opens up this statement by saying, it is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. In other words, when we are looking at the word expedient, we must recognize that the word expedient means it is not proper or is not good for me of my own glory. That's what Paul is saying here. You know, many people today, even in the religious world, they want to pat themselves on their own back, and they want to say what the Lord has said to them. The Lord gave them a message. Or I've seen the Spirit, and the Spirit came to me, and the Spirit told me to say this or to say that. But here the Apostle Paul, knowing others, was doubting his apostleship. Here the Apostle Paul, knowing others were trying to discredit him of being an apostle, but here he is saying that it is not proper for me to speak and tell you of my own glory. Let me read it to you again. Paul says, it's not expedient for me, doubtless in glory, to glory. But I will come to visions and revelation of the Lord. But here in the second verse, but we want you to recognize Paul is talking about himself, but here in the second verse, he speaks in, second person singular, he says this. He said, now, I knew a man. We know Paul is talking about himself here. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Now, this thing that happened to Paul happened, and Paul is talking about himself, happened 14 years ago beyond that time here that he was speaking. He said, rather in the body I cannot tell, or rather out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one called up to the third heaven. Now here Paul is saying he couldn't tell if he was in his body or out of his body. In other words, that the body, if the spirit had left his body, the body is dead. And here Paul is saying that he Listen to what Paul is saying here. We're called up to the third heaven. I guess we can explain that and try our best. The first heaven is the sky itself where the birds and clouds are. The third heaven is where the stars and other planets are at. Now, the second heaven, I mean, is where the stars and the planets are at. Now, the third heaven, and I believe when it comes to us sometimes, we get confused. We think the third heaven may be above the clouds or above the skies and stuff like that. But if I'm wrong, I want somebody to correct me. But the third heaven is where God is at. But don't get that wrong. The third heaven is where God is at. And Paul, he even himself said, flesh and blood cannot enter into it. So basically, if Paul was in the third heaven, he must have been dead. And the only time in scriptures that maybe, and I think lots of many scholars may differ on this, maybe it was the time that they stoned him in Acts 14. And I want you to read, let's read that quickly because I might not have time to finish this lesson. And if I don't, we finish it tomorrow because I do want to talk about God's grace of God. But 14:19, the Bible says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he was revived. And came unto the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas and to Derbe. Now this is the only time in scripture we know that it mentioned the possibility of Paul being dead, because it says that, and that came certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and they persuaded the people to stone Paul. They stoned him, and usually when they stoned somebody, as it did Stephen, if you can remember the stoning of Stephen, they stoned him until he was dead. And here they thought Paul was dead, and they put him out the city. And when he came to the other, about the other disciples stood around him, King James says he rose, or he was revived. Now, that is the only time that in scriptures that we can gather that Paul died or Paul was out of his body. Now, let's go back to 2 Corinthians 12 and finish reading that. Now, that's the only time that we can gather Paul was dead or out of his body. And then Paul said, I knew such a man, whether in the body I can, or out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise. Another word that most people who do not understand is paradise. And goes back to the thief on the cross when Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Well, we must recognize that paradise, although we want to contrast the paradise to heaven. At that time, Jesus said this day, which means that they were both entering into a restful estate of getting ready to die. So we must understand what paradise is. So basically what Paul is saying here, how that Marie, how that he was called up into paradise. Now the third heaven is a place of paradise. Dying is a place of paradise. Necessarily, if one is going to heaven. I believe it was John who said, blessed are they that die in the Lord. In Revelation, John says that. In other words, happy are they that die in the Lord. We that are in the body of Christ, we that have peace within and with Christ, once we close our eyes in death, we will be, if we live a good life, at rest in paradise. And Paul goes on to say, he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, in paradise, if you enter the rest of in paradise, yeah, you will hear things. Maybe not in the way we hear things now. But here, Paul said he heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Unspeakable words. What could that unspeakable, those unspeakable words be? Paul did not get off into allowing us to know what those unspeakable words are. But in verse 5, he said, of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmity. Paul is saying here, I'm not going to glory in the fact that I went to paradise and heard beautiful words and seen beautiful things. But what I'm going to do, Paul said, is to glory in my infirmities. Now, we know infirmities are things that show our weakness or our sickness, or the troubles that we are going, that we are in. That's what infirmities are all about. We're going to end it here, and we're going to finish it tomorrow. If you are listening tomorrow, we'll finish it tomorrow. And it was good to chat with you today from Chatting from the Word. We're hoping. We pray that all have a good day. Will you pray with me, please? Father, which art in heaven, thy be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought away. We hope and pray that all have a good day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Goodbye and have a great day.